one. And this was a game, Coach, we talked about it just a few minutes ago. Georgia Southern was down by double digits a couple of times in this ball game, but you really felt coming out in that third quarter, outscoring South Alabama 20-10 was where it really swung back in the way for Georgia Southern.
Yeah, our third quarter is typically, let me take my mask off, I found muscle. Our third quarter is usually our best quarter. I thought yesterday we did an okay job. You know, hats off to South Al. You know, this is a team where I dread playing them again and again, but I think we match up well with them, especially with the post presence. I thought Lydia Friedman did an awesome job for us on the inside, and so that's why we recruited her. We needed her for Antoinette Lewis.
Talk about her play the last couple of days. Finished with 9 points today, had 8 points yesterday. And really, South Alabama didn't have an answer for Lydia Freeman when you got her down in the block.
Yeah, so the funny thing about that, so, of course, Antoinette is the preseason player of the year. And so Lydia told the coaches, like, Coach, if I want them to look at me as a freshman year, I got to play her good. And so I said, don't worry about it, just do you. But she really wanted that challenge. And so for a freshman to want to take on someone that's as good as Antoinette Lewis, it really says a lot about what the future with Lydia is for here at Georgia Southern.
78-71, the final score. You look at up and down the box score, and the name that kind of stands out today, Deja Holmes, had a couple of big threes, and especially late in the ball game, put a three to kind of separate Georgia Southern a little bit. Talk about her play the last couple of days.
Deja, we call her Hollywood, or the logo, that she can shoot it from the logo. Like, she, when she's on, she's on. Like, she don't even know how good she can be or will be. And so, you know, I thought her and Atiana did a good job in our backcourt of just, you know, figuring it out down the stretch and playing together and settling down. I thought yesterday we didn't do a good job of settling down and executing on the offensive end. Today we executed some stuff offensively. That's how we was able to get the ball inside to Lydia. And so I'm really pleased with how we bounced back from a day ago.
We talked about it in the pregame, how you sat down with Atiana yesterday after the game about kind of playing more under control and using her role to her advantage, and really did today with 15 points, 3 of 7 from the floor, but 8 of 10 from the free throw line, and a lot of those coming in the last couple of minutes of game to put this on ice.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what I expect from Atiana. I mean, we knew they was going to need to foul us, and so we wanted the ball in her hands. One, she can handle the ball, she can handle the pressure, but two, we knew that she's ice cold from the free throw line. And so that's what we need for her to come in when there's moments where it might be a little too big for the freshman to come in and do those things for us. I definitely got to shout out Jaden Hamilton, though. So we needed someone to stop their point guard in Mahogany, and she came in and did a really good job for us of just kind of slowing Mahogany down and taking away what she wanted to do.
You look ahead to Appalachian State coming into Hanner Fieldhouse on Friday and Saturday. What's the couple of things you get back to Hanner, getting able to work on the next couple of days?
Yeah, it's still us. You know, I want to take some stuff away from this game, to being able to just kind of slow down. We want to play up-tempo, but we want to play under control, if that makes sense. And so it's just getting them to understand that App State is going to be a very disciplined, very structured team, and they're coming off a win against Troy, who was picked to win it last year and this year. And so we got to have all cylinders clicking, but the good thing is we do get to see them in Hanner, so we definitely going to need our friends in there pushing us to a victory.
Coach, appreciate the time. Have a safe travels back to state. And we'll talk against Appalachian State.
All right, thanks, Colin.
Once again, that's Eagle head coach Anita Howard. A final score here, 78-71. Georgia Southern gets the victory over South Alabama. That'll wrap things up for us. For Chad Jackson and Sports Information, this is Colin Lacey saying so long, everybody, all across the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.